Yo, Specs, man, I haven't been on this thing for some years, man. I want to get back on it now. I just got your message, man, and I didn't even know I had a message. But yeah, we can definitely link up and set up this podcast, man, because I got some heat I want to put out there, man, and I just need to, get a little help building an audience, and once I do that, it's all over. All right, man, so hit me back when you get some time. Peace. I hope all is well.
Hey, I know it's been a minute, you know what I'm saying, right? I know it's been a minute.
Yeah, go light up that good green. Listen to the Wingman Chronicles while you choke out on the scene. Can't hit that weed like I do, that's why no ass is choking. Choke out. Choke out, choke out, choke out.
Hit my weed. There you go. Hit it hard. Ooh, shit, nigga. Dangerous. Oh, you all right?
Yeah.
You all right? You sure? Damn. Ooh. That's from Los Angeles.
Get your high.
Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles podcast. Let's get it and smoke.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the smoke session. Today, I'm going to be showing you guys how to smoke weed without coughing. But before I get into that, I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to get some smoke in my lungs.
Let's get
it. I have the high side loaded up, so I hope wherever you are, weed is legal. You're smoking along. Even if weed is illegal, I hope you're still out there smoking along. For those who can't, we're smoking for you. Let's fire it up.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
I'm not tripping. I'm here for the brother anyway.
That's good.
How long you been blazing, man?
Since 1981.
Ooh, I got an OG right here, right?
Yeah,
so
you done seen
the green go from dirt. Blessed by God right now.
From nothing to runts.
Facts. I see you over there. I was doing the same damn thing.
Yes,
that's your preference, runts? I mean, sativa, indica,
I really like indicas better. You know what I'm saying?
Lay it down.
Lucky day, too. I produce my own situations. You know what I mean?
Oh.
30 years.
Oh, we talking about cultivating, right? I know the language. See, now I'm going to have to get home. You hook up number. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to try out some of that greenery. You know what I'm saying?
You can place all the time. I saw me at all times,
buddy. It worked for both of us, right? Okay, you zigzag or blunt?
No blunt.
Blunt.
Start off with zigzag.
Yeah, I don't like zags either. They burn up and shit.
That's why I don't like how they burn.
Yeah. It's like with the blunt, it's slow burn, and I get higher. You know what I'm saying? But the zigzag, man, make my chest hurt. I'd be like, man, fuck that shit. I need to get blunt.
I don't like how it burn.
Yeah.
Burn all sideways.
Man.
And go like that.
You have to be in the cabin. You know what I'm saying? Locked up. Yeah, no air, no nothing, man. Any specific type of swizzer or just like, original?
My favorite.
Like, what's your favorite out? You know, like Backwoods, Vegas,
Mexicalis. I fuck with diamonds.
Okay, there you go.
And,
there you go.
I like them white grapes.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah.
I like nothing if I like to taste my tree.
Yeah, facts, man. Facts, man. Why, brother, I ain't going to hold you up, but we're going to definitely exchange and hook up, man. If you want to get some shout outs, you can. And then I'll give you the link where, you know, where you can listen to my shit. Because it's herb based, man. Man, glad to meet you, man. I tell you, the weed be knowing, man. Don't the weed be knowing?
No, man. It don't never lie. It see through all the bull.
Anything you want to say out there to the smokers?
Shit.
Light one up.
Keep blazing, baby.
Thank you, motherfuckers, goddammit. The Weed Man Chronicles. Y'all ready to get busy? All right. I'm ready to give you that shit, that real shit. Yeah, then bring me that. Because you know when I get busy, I'm going to need something. Yeah, bring that shit on stage. Yeah, I see you got a... You're not going to pay me, right? Hey, let me do like Red Man. Pass me that bag. I need a big old bag of weed, CBD, THC, and then I'm high. I nigga need a bag of weed, CBD, THC, and then I'm high. I nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. I nigga need a bag of weed, CBD, THC, and then I'm high. In the morning, it ain't fucking Folgers with blistos, but my Folgers and them Swizzers, they got crystals, a big old bag. What you smoke, nigga, that's a nickel sack. Comparing to my damn smoker, I don't fuck with that, a big old bag. My shit is green like Forest Lawn. Nigga, so sticky, you can't hit it in a bonger. Big old fucking bag of weed. Smelling it strong, big old fucking bag of weed. Gonna last all night long. The way we tote rope Vegas with my niggas. Where we feeling good green up in them Swissers. You hit it hard, it damn near kill a nigga. Alphabet, tell a friend, my nigga, I need a big old motherfucking bag of weed. That green nigga cost a lot of cream. What you smoke, nigga, that don't last a week. What I smoke, nigga, that'll shoot down your flea. I need a motherfucking bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then a high. I need a fucking bag of weed, THC, CBD, and then I'm high. A nigga need a big old bag, but you smoking that shit. Fucking that damn dirt, you ain't choking, hit my shit. Nigga, it gets your lungs okay. Nigga, my shit make you feel like you had a stroke. Threw us some endorphins, nigga, the bigger portion. Kill kids straight up, bitch, like an abortion. These big old fucking bags that we throw the trash cans. Nigga, the hefty man, hit your shit, just stand. Hit it hard, you can't stand. You might stand, lose your balance. It's passing around the niggas and miss your chance. We smoking shit like we Indians in peace pipes. When I smoke, nigga, ain't lit in crack pipes. Nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. A nigga need a bag of weed, THC, CBD, and then I'm high. A nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. A nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. Shouts out to my niggas! Nigga need a bag. Oh.
Show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is. Oh, man. Oh, boy, gave me some runs, man. That shit. Ooh, we gonna fire this shit up, man. I tell you, the weed be knowing.
I know you're listening. Because we got the kings of the queen's attentions, right? So
so we bringing up old shit. Nigga, I could bring up some old shit that's old shit, right? Let's go down memory lane. This shit is funny, nigga. Give a fuck what you say about me, nigga. Let's go down memory lane. How did you feel when you had to sit in the car, nigga? That's all I... Huh? How'd you feel? Breezer, stop laughing. Nigga, how did you feel, nigga, to sit in the car, nigga, when you done committed a blunder, nigga, dip-dop-diddly-deep out of ready-made gangbang, nigga? And don't give me that shit like, oh, nigga, I wouldn't go fuck that bitch, nigga. Why you was in the car? Right, man, you know what makes me laugh? And I'm gonna make a movie about this shit, nigga, right? When the nigga be so upset, right? I wanna go back home with my woman and shit, you know? Niggas is in there having a good time, nigga. Guess what? And the shit that makes me, like, you know, feel superior to you all the time, nigga, that shit was on my credit, nigga. So when you sit at the round table, nigga, them niggas ask you some questions, nigga. It's like, nigga, have you supplied any hoes, nigga? I mean, how do you foil that, man? We know how you foil it. You was being a motherfucking faggot ass Chauncey, and that's why your ass is in the car, nigga. That's just it. Car, nigga. Car, nigga. That nigga was contemplating, should I go back up in this motherfucker and man up?
I think not.
I think not, nigga. You waited in the car till them niggas was finished. Oh, nigga. It's Friday, nigga.
Nephew, you got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker. You down?
That's right, Tyrone.
Why don't you come on
Friday,
sit next
nigga
to your auntie?
It's gonna be a good one.
I know you smoke a little weed, right?
Why you say that?
Because your lips turning black. Shit, I can roll a blunt better than them bitches in the van. Now, I know Willie don't let you smoke in his house. But I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how you get in mine. As long as you let me hit it. Look at that.
Fire that shit up, boy.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is. Nigga can't fuck with me. I got it bumpin', jumpin', got what you want, and niggas can't fuck with me. Nigga, I got hot since I cut off the AC. Niggas can't fuck with me. I got it bumpin', jumpin', got what you want, and niggas can't fuck with me. Man, I got hot since I cut off the AC. Chronicles, where we deliver this shit like dominoes, cause your motherfucking mama knows that, nigga, there's a motherfucking war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes, nigga. Now, it's Friday, and you know I deliver it like dominoes cause your motherfucking mama knows the Friday female fuckery, and you know I've been digging through YouTube, and we got some goddamn fuckery. Well, alright, y'all. strap on your goddamn chin strap. Let's get it, nigga. Get to the motherfucking show, right? We ain't gonna fuck around with it. I went back, it was an old video that I did on YouTube, and I was talking about men need to get a vasectomy. So I want you to listen to it. Here we go.
And that's what I'm about to do right now, ladies. Y'all ready? I'm about to tell these black men off. Because I love them.
Oh, I want you to get the setup too. You already know it was a setup for the ladies. Get it, goddammit.
And this is the first step.
The remedy?
This is the first step.
Tell them the remedy.
To rehabilitate the black family.
Uh-huh.
And put our black women back on their pedestal.
Back on the pedestal.
This is what we gonna do.
This is what we gonna do.
I love my sisters.
Uh-huh.
This is what we gonna do right here. We're gonna do child support prevention. Uh-oh! 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 What? AK Specs? You was on our side? What you talking about? You talking about a vasectomy? Yep.
Correctamundo. And this video only got 63 views because women ain't trying to hear that shit of getting snip, snip, snip. Getting snip. They ain't trying to hear that shit. They ain't trying to hear that shit. But guess what? Nigga, we trying to hear some shit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The situation? Brother got a vasectomy and his bitch cheating. Let me react and watch this shit. Let's get it.
Bro, this is what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. That, yeah.
Now, that is pregnancy tests and shit, right? You got pregnancy tests. You know, it looked like one of them COVID tests, right? Pregnancy tests. Okay, here's the thing. Now, if brother got a vasectomy and he seen that shit, that nigga just chuckled and shit. He just chuckled. He chuckled. What Tyrone? Oh, when they get caught up, sometimes you gotta laugh and shit. Yeah, you gotta laugh because they done did some dumb shit, right? They done got caught up. Damn, bitch, you gotta be better, smarter. Bitch, shout out to my nigga, the Breezer. Bitch wasn't squeaky clean. Wasn't squeaky clean. Now, first thing I'm gonna say, right? This chick. Delicioso. She's a. Because you know them red balls, man. Man, them red balls. All right, let's get back to the segment.
Yeah, what you mean I'm not happy? What I'm be happy for? What could I possibly be happy for?
Because we're having a baby. What are you
who having? I can listen here, woman. Stop playing with me, cause you know I got a vasectomy. I can't. Even...
He got a what? A vasectomy. Shit ain't right. It's about to go to the motherfucking left. Didn't I tell y'all niggas? Right now, we are about to see the benefits of getting the vasectomy and shit. Let's get it. Ladies, listen up. This ain't shit. That roll voice, Wade. Oh. Oh. Oh, them damn spermicide pills for men, that birth control for men. Nigga gonna be eating them up like Mr. Melons. But nigga, she still, she look like thicker than Pinky, boy. God damn.
I know
Pinky.
Stop the pun. I sound stupid? Yo, you sound cheating ass. What you sound like to me?
Cheater?
Yeah.
I only
who got you pregnant?
You. What are you talking
who
about?
Who got you pregnant?
I've only been with you.
Who?
Bitch, you lying. You got angry. You got angry. You got angry. Look. 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 I know it's human nature to lie and shit. Try to clean it up. You know, try to clean it up some kind of way, right? She's going to actually try to run Debo mind control on the brother. Because she's a nice Twinkie. Right? She's actually contemplating right now, oh, nigga, you ain't going to leave me. But sometimes, fellas, we gotta stand on integrity.
Got you pregnant?
You!
How? How? Man. I can't have no kids. I have a whole vasectomy.
You do know after a certain period of time, you can it can happen again.
It can happen. Bitch, you know that fucking Majin Buu is not coming back together like that. Now, the brother could take it a step further and be like, you know, let's go down here and take this blood test, right? But he's so sure, because of what I told y'all to get the vasectomy, it won't be these problems, because look, the woman he do got, another nigga line in line, another nigga is in line, nigga, for real, right? Now, I wonder how this happened. Let's listen.
No, it can't. My slipped. It cannot happen again. My slipped. I can't have no kids.
Ooh, she crossed them legs over, leaned over them titties. Hey, if Redbone was some ice cream, boy, I love all flavors, but Redbone would be some good-ass ice cream. That's some new bunny right there. Right there. Hey, homie, don't feel bad, nigga. That's why I tell y'all, when you got one that's too damn fine, nigga, somebody else gonna be fucking when you ain't around, nigga. Some nigga said, you know what, I'm gonna take this rubber. She's like, oh, you know, I got a man. That nigga goes, tap, 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 tap. Yep, tap, tap, tap. And you know what? That nigga nutted up in that pussy. We can't hate on that nigga. That shit was looking too good. All right, let's little red bone.
And then get that tooth tied after so many years, it can turn.
Bitch, you stuttering. Stuttering. You all out of character, man. She talking like Porky Pig right now and shit. The pressure. I bet she was sweating up under her armpits.
I'm not, bro. Listen here, bro.
Everything happens with men. I ain't been with nobody but you, so you can.
Impossible.
So, oh, see, that right there is what women do all the time. That was fronting. She's like, you can go ahead with that. And then through the COVID pregnancy test, just threw the shit on the bed. Like, you can go somewhere with that. Front day nothing. Let's proceed.
Because I can't have no kids. I have a vasectomy.
Well,
what you talking about? I do everything for you. I take care of her.
Lord have mercy, nigga. You should have been taking care of that right there. See, look. Your problem, bro, was this. He got this red bone wearing too much good looking shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta treat your woman like she a Shiite Muslim and shit. You gotta have her cover up. Cover up. Cause trust me, nigga, I'm over here looking like shit. You nigga wanna test drive that Ferrari, nigga. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Damn. 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 Straight looking like a Harley, nigga. Looking like a Harley. Damn. Nigga, that's why that other nigga with big dick machine was fucking, nigga. For real, nigga. You was gone away for a long time and shit. We gonna find out. We gonna find out. Let's get it.
Cameras, I wanna show how you ain't. That's why.
I'm not.
Yeah, you.
It's your baby.
It ain't no baby. pay my baby. And now I know you got plenty opportunities. You got plenty opportunities, so you know I'm on the road with my job. My job, everywhere I go.
Oh, you on the road. Oh, yeah. Somebody was on the road. Your neighbor, nigga. Your neighbor couldn't wait to hit that shit, nigga. You was on the road too low there. She was horny, man. Come on, these bitches be fucking just like these niggas. Chuck Trashman. Service announcement. The Weed Man Chronicles built on shit like this right here. For a fact, I could tell you what she was saying to that nigga. Ooh, don't you nut in me. Don't you nut in me. Don't you, it's gonna be a problem. You gonna fuck my money off. I'm gonna be homeless and shit. Right? I mean, her nails done, all that. She do got cake and. I know it's hard for you, brother, but you gotta stand on your square. I know you're gonna be like, I miss that bitch. But your integrity, right? You know what I'm saying? Lilith can transform into any kind of woman, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta stand on your integrity.
Well, my job, I ain't never.
Then why don't you take me with you? You wouldn't have to work.
Because you can't. I'm at work. I'll take you with me.
Boom. You wanna talk to me? What the?
I'm done. Put the camera down. Go.
Yo, with a woman trying to overtalk you and shit, when you know she caught, nigga, that's the wrong thing to do. But what she doing low key is she's trying to end the relationship because it's over. Ain't nothing wrong with pulling the plug. Ain't nothing wrong with pulling the plug. You should pull the plug. You should. It is what the fuck it is at this damn moment.
No, yo, I'm not putting the camera down because that's some that you got. Yes, you bring the home. Who the dad?
Who the dad, nigga? Good question, nigga.
The dad. I'm not the dad. Okay, so I had a whole vasectomy, so how the fuck I'm gonna be the dad? Who the father? Who the father? Who is the father? Who the father?
Are you not gonna take care of this child?
It ain't mine.
She said, are you not gonna take care of this fucking child? What's she gonna do? She gonna get on child support and shit? Oh, no. Oh, no. Truth is, listen closely, right? She don't believe it's real, right? And if I was that brother and I got that medical certificate and shit, here's what it is.
I'm not taking no child enough, alright? Are you stupid? You can't be that stupid thing. I'm gonna take care of a baby that's not mine.
But that's what these bitches think, nigga. She said, put the camera down, talk to me. Like, no, the camera's up for insurance. If y'all married, it's the worst part. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Right? But let me let you know something, though, right? If the brother decides to just fuck with her just because he like fucking her, they just gonna be on that level. But she ain't gonna wanna fuck with him because she can't get nothing up out of him. He know her real her now. That's the situation. You know who you are. And, you know, you goddamn harlot and shit. Damn harlot. With the Lilith energy, and, you know, gotta treat you like such.
I ain't gonna lie.
Stand on your goddamn square, nigga. I know you feel, brother. I know how you feel. You said, ooh, this goddamn Twinkie is gonna be gone. It's gonna be gone. See ya. Another nigga gonna be dropping loads. It might be your homie. Right? He's like, man, I don't want to let her go, but nigga, think I better let her go. Let her go, man. She's gonna be in a 304, nigga. Nigga, man up. Tell this nigga, man up, goddammit. Man up. Hey, ladies. It hurts, boy. It hurts when you find hurts. It hurts.
It hurts.
When you find, oh boy, it hurts.
I do it because I'm fucking tired. I know it's not my fault because I had a heart.
Give bruh some tea, Kleenex and shit. A part of me say, nigga, I don't blame you, nigga, for tearing up, because, nigga, that right there, that, oh, nigga. Damn, you gonna miss that, nigga. That's that shit, you gonna definitely miss it, nigga. You gonna definitely miss it. You gonna miss it for a minute, man. Shit, boy, you gonna miss it, but, nigga, you gotta wing yourself off of it. All you got now, brother, is jack off memories. You gotta let it go, man. Let it go, man. Damn, boy. Woo, nigga. This was some WCP West Coast Productions right out of this. Oh, shit. I know bro got cheated on. She got pregnant. He got a vasectomy. But look at that hurt, nigga. I was like, nigga, I don't blame that other nigga. I don't blame the other nigga. That nigga took that rubber off, nigga. He had to feel that shit, nigga. He had to feel that shit. Feel that shit.
Thank you. I've been doing everything for you.
Oh, and man, no.
God, bro. You out here sleeping around.
Hey, nigga, what are you doing? It's over, nigga. You're giving her power. Nigga, you was on point. What the fuck? What the fuck you doing? You start sitting, nigga. You start getting soft. Nigga, start getting soft. You, nigga, you don't supposed to do that, nigga. Nigga, you supposed to maintain. Put your foot down, nigga. It's gone, nigga. That pussy gone. I've been there, man. With a woman tell you, hey, we ain't fucking no more. Oh, that hurts. Hurts. You gotta let it go, homie. Let it go.
I just wanna know, what did I do to this? What did I do to you?
Oh, this... so you fucking up. You, it don't matter, nigga. You ain't there, nigga. It don't matter, nigga, how much you doing. You ain't physically there, nigga. These bitches is complicated. And plus, a woman, a her stature, you see already, nigga, need nigga attention. Cause that booty, she needs some attention, boy. Need some attention and shit, right, nigga? For real, hey, nigga, if you came over, and she was like, come over, you came over there, you see what I'm looking at, nigga, first thing you'll do is giggle inside, you be like, hell yeah, I finna fuck the shit out this bitch. I finna fuck the shit out this bitch.
Just tell me you for you to have a baby by a whole nigga, man. Huh?
You wanna talk to me?
Stop crying, nigga. She a hoe. God woke your ass up this morning and said, hey, nigga, your bitch is a hoe. I'm gonna show you. You said, ha, ha, ha. He showed you. That's right, Tyrone. You're fucking too. I know. I mean, see, I'm gonna tell you something, nigga. I mean, y'all niggas be wanting a fine, fine, fine woman, nigga. That's a headache, nigga. A fine, fine woman. You wanna be that other nigga, like just, you wanna smash it. You don't wanna keep it, nigga. You don't wanna keep that shit. That's why you can't have no pretty ass bitch, nigga. You can't have a bitch that every nigga wanna fuck. Cause guess what? Guess what? Say it faster than I can say it. Nigga gonna be hitting your bitch off, nigga.
Put the camera down.
I'm not.
Get the out. Finally, that nigga. There you go. He angry. Yeah, he angry. Tell him. Ooh, Lord. Oh, man, she said, oh.
I'm gonna grab all you,
put
you out myself. Yeah, I'll
put
you out. You ain't
that
nigga.
Ooh, look at that ass.
No, it's not. All right, so stay here.
I'm gonna
call the police and
grab my hoe. Bruh was straight sounding like, you know, took his goddamn big wheel and shit and took his green machine away. Oh, man. Hey, the Wingman Chronicles, nigga. It's Friday. Hey, you know, we starting with the female motherfucking fuckery, goddammit.
Nation or gender, race they are, whatever the case may be. You got some wild ass people everywhere in every race. But you modern black women today, y'all some evil, 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 evil motherfuckers. And a lot of y'all got the nerve to get on YouTube and holler out divine femininity. Let me explain something to y'all. Divine feminism and femininity is two different things. Feminism, are you black women who call yourself feminist, but you hate and go against your own kind? That have nothing to do with divine feminine energy. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Stay in your lane. But anyway, when they took out...
Oh, he kept it real as a motherfucker. Said, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Stay in your lane. Well, let's go to UK. Let's catch up with Brother Wally.
Back by popular demand from UK Wally Studios in London, broadcast all over the planet Earth, called Guarantee a Mod, called Earth. Earth, yes, and your beloved brother, UK Wally, brothers and sisters, yeah, I was looking at this guy that's a popular YouTuber, and he's a porn star named Adam22. Adam22 has a show with his wife, who's a porn.
Adam22 was a goddamn porn star. I didn't know that shit, Wally. I just thought he was one of the white guys that said, I'm gonna steal some black shit and, you know, call it my own. So that's how you get the channel up. Carry on, Brother Wally.
So I believe it's called Plug Talk. They're called Plug Talk.
Plug.
And what they do is,
what?
They interview female porn starlets in the game, up and coming porn star females. And they do the interview for about at least, I'd say, 45 minutes to about an hour. And after the interview, guess what they do? He and his wife, they go fuck the girls.
I already knew it and shit. Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Go fuck the girls. Hey, are they here? Hey, how you doing? You want to come back to the house and shit? Right? But what, Brother Wally, guess what? He's in the porn industry. So guess what? They go all, you know, they go already want to turn. You know, he's like, you know what? I can pay you a little bit, but I can pay you in dick. I can pay you in dick for the interview.
After the fucking interview, I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing. It's crazy, but amazing at the same damn time. Shout out to you, brothers and sisters. I was like, I can't believe this shit. I was like, oh my.
Hey, but me and Breezer, we can believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Here on the Wingman Chronicles. Sometimes you just gotta do it.
I get it. His wife just had sex with the girl. The girls after the goddamn interview. Why? It's you getting the interview, then you getting the refreshments with the cookies and refreshments and hush puppies with your shrimp and all the other accessories.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, is it real? I can't believe it. Yes, it was real. I was like, this is a great damn concept. He does an interview, but I mean, they show the part on YouTube, just the interview part, but they don't show you the other part where they, after the interview, he and his wife, they go fuck the girls on the, they on a nice little sofa. A nice little sofa, like one of them love seat sofas and shit, and they sit there, they interviewing them, they right by side, and they interview them. And afterward, they get ready to start getting down with the get down, you know what I mean, they get down. Plop, 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 plop. Clap them cheeks. Clap, 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 clap. I mean, it's amazing. I was like, this is amazing shit. He got different type porn stars. You got, you know, white, black, Mexican, Chinese.
Whoever, up there.
They talking. It's all good. And after the goddamn show, it's called Plug Talk. After the show,
he talks to him and he plugs
them. Fiance, whatever. They fuck the girls after the fucking interview. It's amazing.
All right, so we got the runts rolled up. Let's try this shit. See if homie weed better than mine. Get it? That real trick, nigga. real cards here. Smoke runs in a long time. That shit got me in tears already. Oh, ooh, shit. Oh, damn.
We.
Oh, Chris Rock and allegedly smashing Jada Pinkett?
Story.
Interesting.
That, again, could be fact, could be fiction. But would it really surprise you? Because the actions of Will Smith at the Oscars, this could basically be the overall motivation. Because a lot of times, what men don't understand is when your woman is upset with you, it ain't anything that you did. It's what her side dude did. Okay, if your wife or girlfriend is randomly upset in her emotions, and you know you haven't had any issues with her, it may not even be the job. It's usually the other man that she's dealing with. Now, we see this story about Jada from Marca.com, and Will is going through it right now. Will is going through it. Not only is he dealing with Jada Pinkett, who's talking about how she dismissed the marriage label back in 2019. But also, I believe he's been removed from Aladdin 2. He had a big role in the first Aladdin film, right? And I'm pretty sure that's a nice, decent payday. You know, Disney pays well to big-time actors. And they're going to replace him. So he's losing out on a big, not only a big financial check, but also a big film. Because it's going to be a big budgeted film. I'm pretty sure the last one was as well. And he's pretty much lost that. So it's affecting his career. There are people that were saying, well, this is fake, Jane. The only thing fake is this marriage between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. That was basically exposed. So let's get into it.
Boy, that motherfucker Young Thug, man. How dumb do you get? Man. Sometimes I feel like the feds is watching me since 2012, nigga. Hey, he's done. His friends is gonna snitch. He's done. Got that RICO act on him. He's done.
Hey, what's up, Tyrone? Oh, shit, nigga. You got some problems? What's going on, my nigga? Oh, man, like that, man. You had to block that bitch? That bitch is blowing your phone up like that? Oh, man, shit. See, that's what happens when you be fucking with them hoes for $40 and shit. They be bugging your ass and shit. I know, man. You had to block that bitch, huh? Yeah. About to fuck your shit up, huh? Yeah, you already know, nigga. We hell bitches, nigga. Hey, Tyrone, hit this blunt, nigga. That's some good shit, I know, nigga. Well, nigga, I'm there to support you, man. You know, say you the homie, man. Yeah. Don't stress out on no bitch, nigga. Just block that bitch.
Hey, nigga. You tuned into the Weed Man Chronicles podcast. Light your bloods up. it's intuitive to deliver this shit like dominoes because your motherfucking mama knows, nigga, that there's a war going on outside. And these hoes is doing bad. So when they out there looking for cash, and you spending a little bit, the bitches is gonna be bugging you like a motherfucker, trying to use you like a human resource. And the truth of the matter, the pussy probably ain't even that fucking good.
Hey, nigga.
What I used to call a PL, right? I used to do this thing that I used to just get my rocks off every single time, right? I call that bitch and I won't say nothing. Now, when you on the PL, you know the women voices and they names, right? And occasionally when I call, them same women be talking bad about niggas, right? Saying they don't do nothing. And I remember one time I called that bitch, and the same female was talking shit about niggas. She was like, "Hey, look, come through and get me. I'll suck your dick for $40 goddamn. Oh, now we a hoe. Oh, I didn't say nothing. I was trying to get that number. You know what I mean? I'll try to get that number and keep it, right? But check it out. Check it out. I get off that bitch, right? And then, right, if the bitch is talking some shit, I get on there and change my voice up. But I say, "Yeah, bitch, you was up here fucking for $40. "No, I wasn't. Y'all wasn't. "Yeah, you was. Yeah, you was. Your number is such and such and such and such a boy. I mean, when I say their name and their number, whoa, the bitches get big mad. It get big mad. Bitch, you a hoe. You gotta let me get that one off. Right? Because you can't say it ain't you. That's your goddamn number, bitch. Bitch, you a hoe. You stay such and such and such and such a. Oh,
nigga, where you know me from, nigga?
Bitch, be big mad." Service announcement to you hoes out there. Right? Be what you are. Just be what you are. Be what you are. Just be what you are. Because a nigga like me will get you caught up. I don't want to hear ladies go, "Oh, you know, we ain't like that." That's bullshit. That's bullshit. When I heard her selling pussy, I said, "Oh, you selling pussy now. Oh." And don't get on me. Don't get on me. Don't get on me. You need to get on her. Right? Don't get on me. You know what I mean? If she didn't look like a motherfucking bulldog, I probably would have let her suck the Frankfurter. But she was looking like a bulldog. Georgetown. Nigga. I tell you, that right there was another, just a little clip segment of I Know Fucking Hoes. "Hey, Mr., you don't do that. You don't do that over there." "Right, Mr.," "Right. So your complaint was the nigga material, we don't own the rights to it." "Right. I just want to say, nigga, that material you got, you don't own the rights to it either, nigga. What you trying to say? Shut up, nigga. Shut up. Sit your ass down. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, that nigga gotta sit his ass down and shut the fuck, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Shut it up. Shut it up. Shut it up. Shut it up. Nigga, you don't own nothing. Nigga, when the last time you done did some music, nigga? You ain't even fucking with that over there, nigga. You didn't own none of that then, nigga. You been digging in the crates, sampling, playing people shit backwards. I ain't even hating on that. You trying to slay something slick, nigga.
Nigga, you just mad because the choice over here is better. That's all that is. The choice is better, nigga. We ain't got no talent, homie. You ain't creative, homie. The same stale old crackers, right? And then your thing is, nigga, you can't stand alone by yourself, nigga. You need a crutch, nigga. You need a crutch. Straight up, nigga, you need a crutch, right? Because you ain't got it. You ain't got nothing to offer. I mean, come on now, look. Aren't you the one trying to give out Black History Month CDs and shit? Nigga, you just like Sardinetta, nigga. You just like Sardinetta. Sardinetta to get the cheddar, nigga. Hey, you doing your community a disservice, right? 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 We already passed that Umar Johnson, Frederick Douglass. Brother can't even go back. He can't even go back to Kimmich and shit, right? Babylon from Timbuktu. From Babylon to Timbuktu. You know? I'm just saying, brother. Look, I'm gonna wrinkle up your clothes real quick, man. I'm just saying, brother. Gotta watch your mouth, nigga. Look, if your co-host knew you like we knew you, nigga, he wouldn't even fuck with you like that. He'd call you a bitch-ass nigga and shit. Hey, Will. Jealous, nigga. How you doing, nigga? How your life? How your life? How's that life, nigga? How that life, nigga? You ain't active, nigga. You stale, nigga. Fuck, you know them bananas get motherfucking black and shit? You stale, nigga. You try to throw that garbage in the way and reinvent yourself, man. You need to stop. Leave that Music Soul Child shit for Music Soul Child, nigga. Woo. Shit. You gotta shut up, dummy. For real. But we don't want you to shut up. We want you to keep motherfucking talking, nigga. I love the advertisement, nigga. You talking without talking, nigga. You already know I'll address you and shit with no damn problem. We'll have Thanksgiving and give out some Rocky Bird for Thanksgiving with stuffing and dressings, collard greens and mac and cheese. Cause you know damn well I'm the mac and you know I got the cheese, nigga. I got the cheese. Niggas is shit on my shoes, homie. Straight up, man. But let's get to the Wingman Chronicles and shit, man. Just a little something, something. Without further ado, let's get to the next segment.
You know, he passed away. You know, rest in peace.
He passed away fucking. The way I would like to go, nigga, dick hard, hard dick, wet noodle legs, and a heartbeat beating fast in the motherfucker, because I've been fucking like a motherfucker. Hell, you talking about, that's the way to go. Boy went out on top in style, nigga, with a nurse. Whether he bought the pussy, gave something for the pussy, the nigga single. That's a single man. He ain't married. He didn't get caught cheating. Oh, man, that's the way to go, boy. You say that's the goddamn way to go, though.
You know, on social media, a lot of women were celebrating, though.
Yeah, all them hoes playing they pussy often and regularly, and they ain't got a man to cut their grass.
Facts.
Yeah, that's them hoes don't like their daddies. That's them fat hoes with them fumpas. Yeah, that's them fat hoes with them fumpas. Yeah, that's them bitches with them big old booties. They got that belly with that C-section scar on it that one got the BBL, and it just ain't looking right. And she thinks just because she got a good paying job, she can get a high class nigga. Yeah. And she trying to reach for a high value man when she need to get a nigga out the ghetto, help him get his credit fixed, clean him up, get him a Honda Accord, and let him cheat on your wife, ride around in a Honda Accord. All them bitches celebrated his death, got two or more babies by three or more different niggas. Ugh. Ain't no woman celebrated the death or no man that she ain't fucking. That nigga ain't done nothing to nobody for a month or celebrate his death. Or he done something so good that they had to celebrate his death. Oh, I'm glad that motherfucker gone. Oh, we can breathe. No, 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 homie. He was helping us. Yeah, yeah, he was bringing them bitches down to a level where they needed to be. Facts. Look us out of eye. Because for a long time, them hoes been looking down on us since that TLC song, I Don't Want No Scrub. Nigga in the passenger side of his best friend ride. Bitch, so? Let me borrow your car, and I promise in 2 months I get a car, bitch. Yeah, right now, yeah, bitch. I put more money into my rims than I did my transmission. So, bitch, I ain't, yeah, bitch, I'm a good man. Just because I'm in this nigga passenger seat, you want to discredit me. So, yeah, nigga, until Kevin and Sammy come along, we didn't know how to handle them hoes with good credit, with money. They got their own shit. They kind of somewhat successful. We didn't know how to handle them hoes. That was a little fat that think they need a nigga that's 6'4" with broad shoulders. Right. Now we know how to correct hoes and check bitches thanks to Mr. Kevin Samuel.
Hey, and you know what? I support that message, goddamn. Man, we gonna miss the homie, man. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Come on now, y'all. Let's don't front, nigga. Let's sing the song, nigga. You know how this shit is. In this moment, yeah, you can don't say what's wrong or right, yeah, you do it me, yeah, it is the good life, yeah, but either way, I'll be free to stay. The game for us to the end of life. Nigga, that clean your house music, nigga. All right, man. It's Friday, but if you haven't heard my clap back at them bitches and shit, make sure you tune in to the Weed Man Chronicles. Well, all right, y'all. Woo, it's hot as a motherfucker in Los Angeles. Man, how you doing, man? I know it's been a minute, but y'all gonna be entertained. Don't trip if you see me on the warpath. Light your blunts up. Let's have a conversation. Y'all ready? I'm ready too. Man, we're gonna miss you, nigga. All right. Los Angeles, stand up, goddammit. That's how we doing it, nigga. Hey, nigga. Tell me why you act so scary. Yo, man, for real, man. You're tuning in to the Weed Man Chronicles. I'm your host, MK Specs, one half of Backyard Crew, broadcasting live somewhere in the ghetto of Los Angeles and shit, where we deliver this shit like dominoes. Cause you know your motherfucking mama knows, nigga. Light your blunts up. Put the liquor down. Light your blunts up and get you some goddamn water. Cause we about to get it tonight. Y'all ready? It is hot, and the women are going to be wearing less. Fellas, summer is about right around the corner. And, you know, even though these women are going to be looking good, I suggest you leave them bitches alone and shit. They're going to be out there next year. Let them go out there and get all... Get on, swindle all them dumb niggas and shit, you know. Just don't worry, stay on your purpose. Over here,
What we do over here is we stay on our purpose. You see, you got to stay on a purpose. For what I've learned, even with my content, and you know, my content got low numbers because my content is really generally geared to men and nosy ass bitches who want to come over. They want to come over. Get your nosy ass over here. Subscribe. You can subscribe in secret. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. But I ain't gonna do what these other niggas do. These goddamn Simpsons gumps, they be, man, they worshiping the pastor. I'm not gonna gear bullshit just to get you women dollars and shit. Boy, I see a lot of it, man. I'm not no cupcake nigga. I'm not no cupcake nigga. Look, the Weed Man Chronicles was designed for niggas because niggas didn't have shit, so I came with it. Shouts out to Perry's Right Lift. Shouts out to the homie and shit. Right? Chauncey over there front. See, Chauncey, you be over there front. Nigga, you know I know a lot of niggas, nigga. You know I know a lot of people. And a lot of people, man, they fuck with MK, nigga. They fuck with MK, nigga. They fuck with me more than they used to fuck with me, nigga. Sometimes there's a place for the negative energy. See, you know, I used to go over there to that conscious community and shit. Man, let's give a shout out to the conscious community, boy. Conscious community looking bad like a motherfucker. Yeah. Conscious community is like you say you rap and shit, right? You know, yeah, I rap. Yeah, they look at you funny. Yeah, you rap. You rap. Why you doing that, bro? It's hot. Got the sticky, icky, we rolling. I want to give a shout out to my compadre down south. Shouts out to no other than Cuddy motherfucking Moo. Let's give it to Cuddy motherfucking Moo. Ladies, send him some pound cakery. He's a good brother. His birthday came up. He needs some birthday. He needs some birthday. It's your birthday, right? So, for real, he need one of some of you harlot assholes and shit to go to the house down south and freak out. You know what I mean? Yeah, suck that nigga toes or something. This shit freaky. Get it. You know what I'm saying? where you Vanity Six nasty girls at? That's what him need. Him need it not now, but right motherfucker now, nigga. Shots out to the motherfucking Breezer. At ease. Where you feeling the breeze, bitch? Straight up. Shots out to my nigga. Him and Taco. Well, a family member had the COVID. Fight on the COVID came through. Yeah, that shit was crazy and shit, right? I thought I was gonna get a goddamn break, nigga. That shit, I wanted to go back to work. There's so much goddamn work. Ooh, shit. I appreciate my goddamn woman handle all of that business. But I do when I'm at work. Lord have mercy. I see why the black woman is like, fuck that. I don't want to be a stay-at-home mom. I get it. But somebody got to do it. I'm the breadwinner. You make dinner. Let's keep it a buck and shit, man. All right, yeah, the COVID came through, man. I was like, oh, man. But when I looked at my work check and I seen that double up that extra 40 hours. Oh, shit. Oh shit, let's give a shout out, salute to that. Oh shit, I look down. Oh. Look down. I look down and say, all right, very thankful. Me and the fam band, we're going to be taking some trips. So I'm about to crank it up like never motherfucking before, nigga. And I'm making sure I'm putting things up on my social media that make people hate. See, what I put up on social media, I don't put shit about MK Specs. You don't need to know me unless you know me personally. You don't need to know me. You got to get to know me personally. You just ain't going to go to my damn Facebook and shit like that. No, that motherfucker inactive, nigga. That nigga. But the things I'm gonna start putting up on that shit is gonna be shit that may, man, you know, if you watch a nigga Facebook, you like, damn, that nigga's with somewhere, goddamn. Get a little jealous. I'm locked up in the house all the time and don't get out and do shit. And right now, man, I tell you, this summer, nigga, with nigga, and this summer and beyond, niggas, do shit. Do shit. You know, we went and got that new CRV, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm rolling different now and shit, man. We about to put some mileage on this shit. We're gonna hit this Vegas run. Vegas run, man. So that little dip lot dip dop diddly d, that little dip dot diddly d. What's that? I'm talking about that currency. When that currency, that extra 48 hours, it went straight to that. You know what I'm saying? It went straight to that. So, I ain't gonna lie, some of that shit went to a big old fucking bag of weed. yeah, you know. Some of the do shit, man, you know. We'll go out to Vegas. Got that shit already locked and sold, man. You know, the amusement parks here, I learned this shit from the Breezer, right? Nigga, you need to get that family plan. Get that family plan, nigga. Y'all niggas broke and can't do it. Nigga. You know what? Niggas be tripping me out, nigga. That nigga used to have a hookup and shit, nigga. I'm still paying the same. That same price that I was paying this shit for one good in and out both parks, nigga. Shit, I gotta took that shit, nigga, put on a credit card, nigga, and go diamond. That's what a nigga doing, going diet. But, you know, when you go to these amusement parks, I'm going to let you know something, right? Just because you really only getting a hookup on entrance, getting on rides, and really that's it, man. 30% ain't really nothing and shit, man. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to let you know. 50% is good, though. You know what I'm saying? I like that. Cause that's good because, you know, your family members, they won't shit. And when they won't shit, you know what I'm saying? 50 bad, you know, hey. You getting it from China, so you know what I'm saying? You know you getting it from China, so you might as well just give me a discount off that China shit. You feel me? And, you know, reason we going to a lot of these amusement parks is because, you know, we got both access to both parks and shit. You know, that Disneyland shit, yeah, that's cool and all that, but nigga, what if you hot, nigga? We going over there. Hurricane Harbor! Harbor! Y'all been walking. And since, if you ain't been up there in a minute, you can't use cash. So, you know, you got little credit cards now. I got my little waterproof fold cases and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right? My water shoes. Right, nigga, man? And guess what, nigga? Gonna have a big old bag of weed, nigga. Nigga, do shit with your family, nigga. Nigga, I can say, nigga, when I go on vacation, man, my kids gonna be tired, nigga. It's gonna be 3 days. They gonna be like, I don't wanna do shit, daddy. I don't wanna do good shit. It's already planned. It's already planned, nigga. Hope I go to Vegas, nigga, and win a little bit of money, nigga. I hope I go to Vegas and win a little bit of money, nigga. That's the purpose. I don't know about y'all. Y'all know about gambling and shit, nigga. I'm going to tell you something about gambling and shit. My nigga Breezo over there, he trying to just, like, keep one foot in, one foot out. You can't do that with gambling, nigga. Now, nigga, you gotta take that $50 and you gotta bet it, nigga. You gotta bet that shit. You can't just, like, pick that shit off like breadcrumbs and feed them to the pigeons. You can't do that with gambling, nigga. You gonna win little. Gambling gonna tell you straight up, nigga. It's two things that's gonna happen. You gonna win, you gonna lose, nigga. You gotta learn some games. You gotta learn some games and learn about probability and shit. You just don't want to just throw your money out there. You want to know how to throw all your money out there. Just put that, go to that crap table, nigga. I'm going to that crap table, nigga. I'm just going to be like, all right, who playing? All right, here we go. I done watched a little bit of YouTube. Spread my money out, nigga. Here we go. We about to put down a fourth of the work check. Right? For real, nigga. For real. I mean, I would have lost it anyway and shit. You know what I'm saying? Win big, nigga. Win big. Spread it on that damn crap table, nigga. You gonna win back something, nigga. You gonna win back. You probably lose half, and nigga, you gonna win back something and shit. My thing is, nigga, I need to hit big so I can get up out that motherfucker. That's what I do. That's what I do, nigga. You know, I got a little set side of money for the gambling. Once that's zero, I don't go back up in that bitch and shit. You know, that's it. It's over with. I gotta treat that goddamn casino like I'm fucking a bitch. No nigga came home and shit. It's over with. It's over with. Did you get a nut? You didn't get a nut? Oh, well. Oh, well. Gotta get up or you gotta raise up out that motherfucker. Right? That's my rule, but my thing is, nigga, I strike it rich, nigga. You know, I already know, nigga. And then they got it, nigga, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, nigga, a couple of $1,000, nigga. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. That's a good score. That's a good goddamn score. That's a good goddamn score, nigga. Straight to the putting that money back up in that goddamn account, nigga. Shit, now it's time to go swimming and chill and shit, right? You know, that's what you're going to do after that. Go swimming and chill. Swimming and chill, nigga. You get your ass back up in that goddamn casino, nigga. Or you just say, you know what? I'm going to take $50. And play you some nickel machine or something. You know, get you a free drink or something with your cheap goddamn ass. And we all cheap. We all, nigga, Vegas, we want a deal. We want a deal. We want a deal when you're in Vegas. When you're in Vegas, you want that goddamn deal, man. They're a little Mexican man. They give you little cards to give you deals on fucking pussy, goddamn it. Shit, nigga, Vegas is about deals. Yeah, you know, I'm at a point in my life, nigga, you know, like my nigga the Breeza, man. Then we gonna look, you know, I want to, like, have a little nigga, you know, conference and shit, you know, just link up with our niggas and just do some nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? Just, hangover, go to Vegas, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I tell you, all women, man, you shit already know, like, oh, you want you go over there and get you some pussy. You want you go over there and get you some pussy. Squeaky clean, that's all I'm gonna say, squeaky clean. So, you know, I got to go to work and then, you know, make that Vegas run. Shouts out to my people that made that Vegas run. I got to get that nigga Breeza credit, nigga. That nigga, woo, drove all the way down to Texas. God damn, that nigga said 12 hours. Shit, nigga, in a Tesla. Nigga, I need that Tesla, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. I need... Shit. I need that Tesla, nigga. Shit, just in case the nigga get the sleepies. And we already know you would get the motherfucking sleepies, nigga, real quick, fast, in a hurry, man. Ooh, goddamn, Los Angeles is goddamn hot. It's hot in this bitch. And the women are wearing less. Showing ass and breasts. They're wearing less, man. They're wearing less. Just be careful out here, niggas. Don't be fucking these witch bitches. And witch bitches, they out. Gotta be careful. And the quest to get in your nut, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be careful and shit. Some man niggas out here. Right. Man, we gonna slow it down. I'm gonna be back for a second. And we gonna continue the Wingman Chronicles. Well, all right, y'all, goddammit. I'm like, damn, they shot the racist. Hey, it was his bad. It was his bad. He went out there starting that shit. That's what I want to hear in court. I don't want to hear about nobody got a case and shit and some previous shit. We did our American right, took little Timmy off this earth, sent his ass to the pearly gates before he killed some other individuals and shit. Yeah. And we wasn't playing that. And see, if you do a little bit more bucking back, see, that'll make little Timmy and his relatives think twice. That's all that think twice. Think twice, nigga. Man. Black people, I know we tired of our mama crying and shit like that. We be getting the business. We be singing the blues. Man, fuck that, nigga. Nigga, start folding these niggas' flags, nigga. Start folding these niggas' flags, nigga. Nigga, for real. Nigga, start folding these. You talk about, oh, MK, are you advocating violence? No, I'm advocating defense, man. I'm advocating defense, nigga. Nigga, self-preservation. Fold these niggas' flags, nigga. Send them. They're bad, but fold their ass flags, nigga, so they can go back. They can go back to their grand wizard and shit, nigga. They can fold his flag and put his damn sheet in his coffin or whatever they gotta do and shit, right? Right. And is anybody else next, motherfucker? Next, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah.
Because eventually people going to get tired of dying. The thing is, we too goddamn pacifists, nigga. We got to fold these niggas' flags. Fold their flags. And I ain't got nothing against white people, for real. But if you got a gun, you got a nigga on it and shit. Nigga, like, you going to kill it? Oh, fold that flag, homie. Fold that flag. Fold that flag, homie.
Oh. Whew. Oh. Shit. Oh, dude, shit, want to what? Oh, god damn. Shed so many tears. Oh, it got that taste to it. Oh, shit. Whew, god damn, we're going to try it one more time. God damn, nigga, that shit's so sticky it went out. Nigga, Woody, goddamn, nigga, some fire, nigga. Every time I hit this shit, I'm getting. Oh man, my eyes is like Niagara Falls. Oh shit. Whew.